turn with me, if you would, for a short time this evening to 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, and if we can look at the words that we have in verse 30, and particularly the end of the chapter. For them that honour me, I will honour, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. They that honour me, I will honour, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. It's a very solemn portion of God's word that we read this evening. We read of Eli, the priest, and his sons. We see that the priesthood, his whole family, is taken out of the priesthood. Another would be raised up, Zadok, in the time of Solomon, is raised up, and his family carry on the priesthood. And it's all because of the rebellion of Eli's sons, and also of Eli's own sin. Now, you come to the beginning of Samuel, and you read of the birth of Samuel. You see how Hannah comes into the temple and she prays, and God blesses her with this son, and she says that she would offer to the Lord Samuel if the Lord would hear her prayer, and that is exactly what she does. And Samuel is blessed. The other side of the coin, or the other side to that, is Eli, whose sons ought to have been dedicated to the Lord, and yet you find that they are godless. We don't need to go in and read all that took place at the temple, their greed, their immorality, and they were in the priestly office. They were there, his two sons, ministering in the temple. What an affront to a holy God to have ones like Hophni and Phinehas in such an office. What an affront to God. Eli, who is a godly man, it's obvious from the account that Eli is a godly man, he rebukes them. He disagrees with them. He rebukes them, but it's a very mild rebuke. He really tells them that they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. And he doesn't really discipline them the way he ought to have disciplined them. And the outcome is that the Lord says that I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honour me, I will honour. Eli, if you had honoured me, then I would have honoured you. But those who despise me, then I will lightly esteem. We want this evening to think upon what it is to honour God. How is it this evening that we may honour God? With the wonderful promise that if we honour God, God will, in return, he will honour us. How then do we honour God? Well, the first thing surely is that we honour God by knowing God. By knowing who he is. You don't honour God when you don't even know who he is. Now I say knowing him. I don't say believing in him. Because the devils believe than God. The devils tremble at the very name of God because they know and believe that there is a God. So when I say here this evening that if you're going to honour God, then you must know God, who He is. One of the judgments that comes upon a nation is that when God leaves them to themselves, they do not seek to retain God in their knowledge. They don't know God. But if we're going to honour God, then we must know who He is. And we can know something of Him from creation. We can know something of Him from all that you see around you. The heavens declare His glory. But if you're going to know God, then you need to come to the Bible. And coming to the Bible and say, what does the Bible say about who God is? You will find today that if you ask people, who is God? The views that they would have of God would differ markedly from what the Bible tells you of who God is. They may have notions of God as love and all the rest of it, but what about God as holy? God is righteous. The first love that God has is not the love to His people. The first love that God has is the love that He has to His own righteousness, His own truth, His own holiness. That's the first love that God has to His own righteousness, His own truth, His own holiness. And if we therefore seek to honour God, then we must come to the Bible and ask the question, what does the Bible tell us about who God is? Who is God? God is love. But God is truth. God is righteous. God is holy. We must have biblical views of who God is. If you don't really know who God is, and if you don't come and if we just imagine who God is from our own vain thoughts, then we're not honouring God. We only honour God when we truly come to know Him. Eli knew God, but Eli never considered truly who God is when he dealt with his sons the way he did. He failed to take account that God is righteous and holy and hath purer eyes than to look upon iniquity. And when he took his eyes away from that, then he failed to honour God. We will honour God when we know God, when we come to the Bible, and when we read of who God is, only then will we truly come to honour Him as He is. But the second thing, that if we are going to honour God, it's not just that we know God, it's that we believe what God has said. If we are going to honour God, then we must believe and rest upon what God has told us. Where do we find what God has told us? Well, again, it's in the Word of God. It's in the Bible. If we are going to honour God, then we must come to the Bible with a holy awe and a holy reverence. This is God's book. This is God's Word. And no matter what issue, no matter what trial may come into your life, no matter what issue may cross your path, it's the Word of God that is the final arbiter in whatever situation you find yourself in. You remember in Chronicles, Micaiah the prophet, Jehoshaphat, a king of Judah, had grown very rich. And he comes and he associates himself with Ahab, the king of Israel. And where are they going to go out? To Ramoth Gilead? To battle? Is there no one from God that would be able to speak and give an answer? Well, there's one, says Ahab. Micaiah, the prophet, but he never prophesies anything good. What's the point in listening to him? Well, we'll call Micaiah down. And they go down, the servants go down, and the servants say to Micaiah, prophesy something good. Make the king happy. Say something that will cheer him up. As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak, says Micaiah. As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that's what I'll say. You see, if we are going to honour God, then we must not only come to the Bible to find out who God really is, to honour him as he is, but we must also come to his word, and believing every word, we must say, thus saith the Lord. We honour God when we are able to say to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. Eli forgot the commandments of God. Perhaps he mildly rebuked his two sons because of who they were. Didn't want to offend them. Maybe didn't want to hurt them. God says, those who honour me, I will honour. If we are to honour God, then we honour him as to who he is, and we believe what he has said. Thirdly, if we are to honour God, then we worship him. In our worship, we honour God. That was the great mistake that these two boys made, wasn't it? Hophni and Phinehas. They went to worship, but they didn't worship in the way that God had commanded them. They blasphemed the very worship of God. But if we are to honour God, then we will honour him by worshipping in private and in public. In private, in the secret place of the Most High, we would seek to honour and to worship God. Family worship. When we get the Bible and we open the Bible and we read the Bible and we honour God in the family worship. We honour God in the public place on the Lord's Day. Go back to the Old Testament. You go down all the saints of the Old Testament, from Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and all these saints that you find in the Old Testament. They worshipped on the Lord's Day. They remembered the Lord's Day to keep it holy. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, when he was in this world, was found in the synagogue on the Lord's Day, worshipping. When the Reformation came to this country, when the Lord blessed his word and our country turned and began to honour God in a way that hitherto it hadn't, one of the signs, one of the characteristics of the Reformation was how they turned on the Lord's Day to worship God and to honour him and to worship him in the way that he had commanded them to do, in spirit and in truth. How far away these two boys of Eli were from doing that. They didn't honour God as to who he was. They didn't honour him in his word. They didn't honour him in his worship. But fourthly, if we are to honour God, it's not just on the Lord's Day. It is that we would honour God in our lives. To honour God in our lives. The lives of these two young men were dishonouring to God. But if we are to honour God, then we must seek what we are told, be ye holy, as I am holy, saith the Lord. The word holy there means separated unto God. It's to be set apart unto God. You remember the first catechism, the first question, what is man's chief end? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. That's the chief end of man. And if we are seeking to honour God, then we would seek to depart from iniquity. Let him that nameth the name of the Lord, let him depart from iniquity. Sin and iniquity is the very opposite of honouring God. If we are to honour God, then it is that we would be seeking to do good and to do that for the glory of God. We must seek in our lives the honour of God and not ourselves. We must deny ourselves. We mentioned this morning. The Lord's people, there were three things. They were to deny themselves. They were to pick up the cross. And they were to follow Christ. That's us honouring to God. When we deny self, when we turn away from the world, the flesh and the devil, we deny self and we follow and we pick up the cross. Because if you deny yourself, then that means as well with it that you pick up the cross and you follow Christ. We must then, if we are to honour God, we honour him by our lives. But the fifth thing is that we honour God not simply when we turn away from the things that are of evil, you know, to turning away from the world, the flesh and the devil, turning away from iniquity, but we honour God when we love the things of God. When we love the things of God. And whatever small thing it is that we may be able to do in the service of the Lord, yet we do what we can. Remember the woman that came in with the alabaster box of ointment, and she came and she anointed the Lord Jesus Christ, and there were those who said, she's done too much. And she herself is probably saying, I haven't done enough. But the Lord said, she did what she could. And that's what was accepted. And if we are to honour God, then we will love the things of God. We will seek to bear fruit in our lives for the glory of God. We will seek to do everything to promote and to encourage the Lord's people, to seek and to promote the name of God and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in this dark and fallen evil world. We will seek to love the things of God. These are just some of the things that we would do if we are seeking to honour God. We would seek to know who God is. We would seek to believe and to trust in what He has said, to worship God, to live for God, and to love the things of God. But if that is to honour God, what is it to be honoured by God? Not a wonderful thing. He that honoureth me, I will honour him. I will honour him. Poor sinners, creatures of the dust, and yet God will honour them. God will honour poor sinful creatures of the dust. And he will do so even before the eyes of the world, even in this world he will honour. I've often said before, when a man in Skye, and there was a godly man in the village, and this man wasn't converted, but he knew that that man was a godly man. And he said to me, he said, that when that man walked through the village, up the glen, when he came up the glen, I knew he was a godly man. He says, I'll keep out his way. Because I knew that, you see. And God honours his people in this world, even before the eyes of, very often before the eyes of godless. Before the eyes of the godless. He'll honour them in prayer. Has God honoured you in your prayers? When through difficult times, times that you may find to be very, very trying and very difficult, and how are you going to cope? And you come and you unburden yourself in prayer, and the Lord says to you and emphasizes, my grace is sufficient for you, because my strength is made perfect in your weakness. When I am weak, then am I strong. God honors you. God lifts you up. God strengthens you. God answers your prayers. God blesses your prayers. He honors you in this world with promises. Promises that Eli never had, never got, because he dishonored God. But God honors his people with his promises. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will bless you. And I will encourage you. And even as you come near to the valley of the shadow of death, is there anything honourable about death? you've been at bedsides, as I have often been, as a minister I've often been to bedsides where there are people who are dying. When people are dying. And when people pass out of this world into eternity, is there anything honouring about death? It's the separation of body and soul. How unnatural. But God says, I will honour you. They that honour me, I will honour them, even in their death. How does the psalmist put it in Psalm 16? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Death even itself is overcome in victory. Stephen being stoned to death, God honours him. Jesus the Lord honours him. As he looks up into heaven, he sees the Lord Jesus there standing at the right hand of God. God has honoured him. And he honours his people not just in death, but in heaven itself. Think of the thief on the cross. Jesus Christ is crucified and there is a thief beside him, and that thief cries out for mercy at the very last hour. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus says, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise, in my kingdom. That poor thief that had spent a lifetime of rebellion, stealing, a life that was hardly worth living, and yet he is honoured. He turns to Christ, and Christ honours him. Think of Psalm 113. Verses 7 and 8. Think of what the psalmist there says. It says he takes you from and he makes you. Psalm 113. He from the dust doth raise the poor that very low doth lie, and from the dunghill lifts the man oppressed with poverty, that he may highly him advance, and with the prince ascend. With those that of his people are the chief, even princes great. He lifts them up, he honours them in heaven. They shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. That's how the Lord Jesus puts it. They shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And not only does he honour them in death and in glory, think of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, who has been given a name above every name, who the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And he gives to them something of his honour. The psalmist says, the righteous man's memorial shall everlasting prove. An everlasting memorial. Their names are written in the Lamb's book of life, so that even their names are honoured in that he remembers and knows them, everyone. Their names are written in the book of life. Now, if we honour God, he says, I will honour you. Just to close, we want to look at he that despiseth God. We don't want to spend as much time on this as we do the first part. But let us also look and see that he that despiseth God, he that doesn't know God, or he that twists who God is to suit his own ends, he that thinks upon God in a way that is vain, God is the God of their own imagination rather than the God of the Bible. They who don't honour God, they dishonour him. And those who dishonour his word, they exalt their own word and are wise in their own conceits. They dishonour God. The threatenings and the promises that God gives in his word, they mean nothing to them. They dishonour God. And when it comes to worship, the Lord's Day is nothing. They despise the Lord's Day. It is a burden upon them and around their neck. And when it comes to the worship of God, it's a frivolity. It's a frivolous thing. It's a minor thing in the whole of the week. They dishonour God. And what does God the Lord say to Eli here? And to Eli, to us, he says, those that honour God, I will lightly esteem them. He will think little of them. He will dishonour them in this world. He'll dishonour them. Their conscience will speak to them about God's dishonour of them. Don't be mistaken. Man can seek to push down his conscience. But those who dishonour God, by the way they live and by what they say and what they do, conscience is there. And it rises up to condemn them. Very often, the sinners and the mockers that shout the most are shouting the loudest to see if they can shout louder than their conscience is shouting at them. God will dishonour them in this world. But he will also dishonour them at death. Now that might not appear so. It might not look as though they are being dishonoured at death. Psalm 73 that we have sung speaks of the psalmist. He was almost gone, he said. I saw the wicked and they seemed to prosper. I think we gave the example before of the great river Nile. It's going great. It's going smooth way. This great river is going smooth. That's the way these sinners were. And he says, I almost fell myself because I couldn't understand it. These workers of iniquity, everything seemed to go so well with them. And right up to the point of death, everything was smooth. And I saw the godly, and they seemed to have everything so hard. My feet, he says, almost slipped. Until, he says, I went into the house of God. Psalm 73 and verse 16. He went in. I foolishly And I spoke even against it, he said, as though there was something, it's like the Nile going. And he says, then, he says, I went into the house of God and I saw the latter end. And it was like that great river Nile floating along, nice and smooth. And then over the edge it goes, down into the ravine. He says, I saw their latter end. And then he says, how foolish I was. How in a moment, suddenly to ruin brought they are they. With fearful terrors utterly, they are consumed away. Even like unto a dream, when one from sleeping doth arise, so thou, O Lord, when thou awakest, their image shalt despise. Be despised of their very image. Those that dishonour me, I will lightly esteem. They were in a slippery place. When I saw it, it was as though the psalmist trembled. They were dishonouring God, but yet everything seemed to be going so smoothly. Until he came into God's house. And then he says, I saw their latter end, I saw the slippery slope they were on, I saw how they were ruined. Let us then seek to honour God. Seek to honour him. That he would honour us. Let us not despise God. Or the mercies of God. Or the goodness of God. Or the holiness of God. Or the righteousness of God. Or the truth of God. Let us not dishonor it. Let us honor him. By through Christ. Coming to bow the knee before him. To worship him. As he ought to be worshipped. To honour him in our lives. Because those who will honour him, he will honour. But if we despise him, then he will dishonour us. He will lightly esteem us. Let us pray. Gracious and ever blessed Lord, we pray that thou would bless to us the reading and our meditation upon thy truth. We pray that thou would lead us and guide us and the week ahead. Bless us, we pray thee, as we part the one from the other. Help us that we would pray one for the other to uphold one another at the throne of grace. Pardon us all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll sing in Psalm 73. We're singing again in the same psalm. We've sung in the psalm that speaks of how the psalmist thought that God was good, and yet he couldn't understand how wicked ones would prosper so much. And then he went into the house of God, and there he saw their latter end. And he realized how foolish he was. And from verse 23, now Psalm 73, 23. Nevertheless, continually, O Lord, I am with thee. Thou dost me hold by my right hand, and still upholdest me. Thou with thy counsel while I live, wilt me conduct and guide, and to thy glory afterward receive me to abide. Whom have I in the heavens high, but thee, O Lord, alone, and in the earth, whom I desire beside thee there is none. My flesh and heart doth faint and fail, but God doth fail me never. For of my heart God is the strength and portion forever. Psalm 73 from 23 to 26. Nevertheless continually, O Lord, I am with thee.
Oh,
on Thursday evening at 7:30, and the services next Lord's Day are at the usual hours. We'll conclude with the benediction. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, three persons, one God, rest on and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.